The Gemara in Daf Lamehemet Aleph is trying to figure out how do you know the Priyetz Hadar means an Eserik, and the Gemara says, according to Ben Azai, the Gemara says, Al Tikpi Hadar Ela Idor, don't read it Hadar, read it Idor or Hidor, according to the Gers on the side. Shekem Lashon Yavani Kain Lamayim Hidor. In Yavani in Greek, we refer to Mayim as Hidor. Hidor is a word for water. Ve'ezi Shegad Al Kol Mayim, Havi Yaz Eserik. Eserik is unique that it's got Al Kol Mayim, it grows on all different types of waters, and therefore it's called Hidor, which is the Lashon of Mayim in Greek. And it's interesting to point out that the we find shiraim to this idea that hidor is mayim in Greek, even today in the English language, that the word hydro, which means water, comes from this the Greek word of hidor, hydrogen, hydroplane. These are all words that use the word hydro in the context of water. It's l'chaira based on this lashon hidor or idor, which was the old Greek word for water. That's why hidor is referring to mine. But the real question is, why Lamaisa, why would the Torah introduce the mitzvah of Eser, such a chashir mitzvah, with the Lashon of Yavin, with Greek? Why come on to a Lashon of the Gayim, a Lashon of Laz, Greek, to introduce this beautiful mitzvah of Eser? We don't know Pashup Shat, we don't know what this word means without coming on to this Lashon of Yavin. And I think that perhaps the Pshat could be like this, that Yavin, as you do it, the Kach of Yavin is Yaifi, beauty. Yafte l'kim l'yafis. And the beauty by itself is not necessarily good, but when the beauty is used in the context of Torah mitzvahs, then it's something positive, something the Torah is machshav. If you say shol yafes tia ba'elei shem, the Gemara darshins, you're allowed to write a sefer Torah b'lashon yavanis, because there's a certain yaifi to lashon yavan, that when it comes into a sefer Torah, the Torah is machshav it, and it has a certain chashivas. So when the yaifi of yavan comes into a mitzvah, then it's something which the Torah is meshabeach, and being that the Iker Yaifi comes from Yavan, so Bedafkin, this mitzvah of Eser, which is a mitzvah of pre-Eitz Hadar, has to be Mehudar, has to be Yafa, has to be beautiful. Bedafkin, over here, the Torah comes on to the Lashon of Yavan, which is the Lashon of the Umma of Yaifi. That is really what brings out the greatest Hidr, the greatest beauty. And it's interesting within Chanukah itself, Chanukah is the only other mitzvah in the Torah where you have that the Hidr becomes a chelik of the mitzvah itself. There's then a Mahadrin and Mahadrin min a Mahadrin, which is a Lashon of Hidr, according to some Rishonim. And that's because the Nitzachon on Yavin was that we took that Kayach of Hidr, that Kayach of beauty, and put it into the mitzvah itself, and then it becomes a Davar Taiv. And that's perhaps the reason why the mitzvah of Eserg is introduced through the Lashon Yavin of Hidr.